In less than 3 months, the United Kingdom could walk away from the European Union, one of the world's largest trading blocs, with no future agreement on trade. That has UK exporters and freight companies around the port of Dover worried about how thousands of trucks will make the journey across the English Channel each day. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Dover.
For decades, transporting goods across the Channel has been easy. The United Kingdom's membership in the European Union means there are no customs checks to hold trucks up. Julian Keat is director of Laser Transport International, a global freight logistics company.
It's totally seamless. Relating to your American audience, if you were going to drive from New York down to Miami, you just drive. Simple as that. And there's no documentation.
But if the UK leaves the EU on March 29th without some kind of deal, what everyone here calls a no-deal Brexit, Keat says moving goods across the channel could become a lot more cumbersome. He worries new customs checks could cause big backups.
You could end up with vehicles losing half a day, even longer, while you end up waiting to get documentation processed.
Rod McKenzie of the Road Haulage Association, which represents half the trucks in the country, paints an even gloomier picture.
Well, the potential is pretty scary. We could see 20 or 30 miles of traffic, lorry traffic, queuing towards Dover, which is the number one port with the continent.
That's why we bought a helicopter, you see?
That's Lorenzo Zacchio. He's managing director of Alkaline Group, a supply chain specialist. Zacchio plans to use his new helicopter to leapfrog any lines at the channel. Among other things, his company delivers auto parts. Delays in filling just-in-time inventory can cause factory lines to halt at a huge cost. So, if there are backups, Zacchio plans to fly small parts across the channel to keep assembly lines rolling.
We're talking hubcaps. We're talking very small items. And that's when you have to get have to employ the helicopter, because basically there's a large number of cars standing on the assembly line and needs all these parts.
The UK government has tried to make contingency plans for traffic jams at Dover. The government has hired companies to run ferries from other ports, but the sole English firm involved doesn't actually have any ships. On Monday, officials tested an alternate truck route to the port using an abandoned airport as a staging area. But Zacchio said the first run involved just a tiny fraction of vehicles compared to the daily traffic flow.
We all believe that that was a complete waste of time and money as well, because it doesn't reflect reality, because they went there for about 100 vehicles, and we're talking about 10,000 a day.
Zacchio worries about the impact of a no-deal Brexit on business, but interestingly, he still supports leaving the EU. Zacchio grew up in Italy. He came here more than three decades ago and considers himself British. He says the United Kingdom needs more control over immigration.
I think we're diluting our own identities, I think, in a way, as a nation.
Not everyone is worried about long lines to cross the channel. The head of the French port of Calais insists everything will run smoothly on the 29th, even if the UK and the EU are separate economies. That seems good enough for Charlie Elphick, member of the British Parliament in the Conservative Party, who represents Dover.
The authorities in charge of Calais say they have no intention of any delays, go slows, or holdups.
Elphick is pro-Brexit. He says the UK government has just whipped up concern over Dover for political reasons. Elphick says it wants to win support for Prime Minister Theresa May's unpopular Brexit withdrawal agreement, which could keep Britain closely aligned with the EU for years.
It's a case of what we call Project Fear. These people who don't want to leave the European Union or are afraid to leave the European Union are trying to say that we can't manage outside Europe and that therefore we need to stay close or indeed remain in it.
The UK government, though, is cautious about how the Port of Calais might operate in a no-deal Brexit, pointing out that food items such as British beef and lamb could suddenly face comprehensive health inspections at the border. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Dover.